What up, what up, what up? I am Alva Majette, better known as Top Notch Bartender, and this is Conversations with a Bartender. Welcome, welcome. How's everybody? Hope everybody doing well out there. Man, it's been a long day today. I started out late this morning, actually. I woke up late this morning, got to work late this morning. I was late getting off work today. So I had a lot of late things I was doing today, actually. But just jumping into the episode, this is my second episode of Conversations with a Bartender. And I wanted to have a little continuation about how I got into this beverage thing, but I want to talk a little bit about alcohol, actually, and why people actually drink alcohol and what it does. So just to dive right in, man, you know, with alcohol actually is it does a couple of things, man, in the brain. We got this thing called GABA that the brain produces, and GABA actually, basically, trying to make a long story short, GABA explodes everything else in the brain and make everything else go crazy when alcohol is into the brain and blood cells. GABA actually turns on dopamine, and dopamine, you know what dopamine does to the brain, does to the body. Dopamine makes everything feels good. And also alcohol, in that GABA actually explodes, make everything explode when it comes to neurotransmitters, man. And sometimes alcohol can make you feel like you're taking a tranquilizer, like you're tranquilized. So it actually makes you feel like you're taking those type of drugs. It's like a tranquilizer. So alcohol do some things in the brain, man, but alcohol actually makes the person feel good. And people, it's a lot of people who actually drink alcohol for stress, because they stressed out. And I can attest to that, you know. Being stressed out all the time, you do have a sense of alcohol being a comfort, you know, for you. Especially when, you know, it's a long day, you done been at work, and you gotta come home, you gotta deal with things at home, and it's been a long day after that, after you put the kids to bed, or for dinner, you know, you want you a glass of wine just to kind of decompress, and, you know, just to kind of relax a little bit. And some people drink alcohol for fun. Some people drink alcohol for fun. College students, they binge on alcohol because they don't know any better. Kids in high school, they binge on alcohol because they don't know any better. Some people drink alcohol as a social thing, as far as wine. Some people only drink wine, and they drink it as a social thing. So alcohol plays a different part in people, plays a different role in people in lives. You know, I know that I have leaned on alcohol at times, I must admit, for certain situations that I've been in, or certain feelings that I've had, or just, you know, feeling down and out, sometimes you lean on alcohol. But, you know, that's something that I think we all have done, can admit to. for those who have drank a little bit, but that was pastime. But alcohol, man, plays a big part in people's lives. I mean, people actually get paid off alcohol. Alcohol is a big commodity. Alcohol bringing a lot of capital. Alcohol was designed back in the day to make money. If you go back in history, go back in history, you will see that alcohol played a big role in shaping the United States of America. When it came to beer and wine. So if you go read your history, man, you will see that alcohol played a big part in putting the structure together for the United States. So alcohol, man, is a powerful thing. And I love alcohol because I see the side of happiness to alcohol, because it is a dark side of alcohol, don't get me wrong, but I see the happiness in alcohol and how it can make people feel good, of course, but I see how people come together. I see how people have fun. I see how people smile, laugh, and enjoy themselves when it comes to alcohol. And then I see the passion that people have, bartenders and mixologists or whatever. I see the passion that they have. I see the passion that sommeliers have, and I see the passion that these wine professionals have when it comes to their craft and what they do when it comes to alcohol or wine. It's like none other. I mean, even when it comes to pairing up food with wine, pairing up cigars with bourbon, I mean, it's just something about alcohol that makes people just be excited and want to drink and want to share. You know, if you think about it, if you go to a wedding, what is it there? Alcohol. If any celebration is going to have alcohol. Alcohol is a drink that has been enjoyed for celebrations for centuries, man, and centuries. And people have enjoyed alcohol at weddings, at funerals, at graduations, at births. Think about that, you know. That's the powerful thing of alcohol. But then also you do have the dark side of alcohol. You have the addiction, which lead to other addictions like drug addiction, gambling. So, you know, you have those addictions, man, and then from those addictions you get all these other things and factors that come into play, like child abuse and domestic violence, that come into play, man. Then you another thing that come into play is disease, cirrhosis of the liver, and everything else when it comes to alcohol. So it's a catch 22 when it comes to alcohol, man. You got to know your limit also. Knowing your limit is another thing, man. Some people don't know their limit. Some people don't know when to stop. You got to know when to stop. And if you start at an early age, you know, people say, you know, I've been drinking for years, I know my limit. Nah, man, you gotta know your limit. once you get to a certain age, you got to know when to stop. You got to know how many drinks you can actually consume without going overboard, without getting inebriated. I mean, that's one thing you got to know is your limit. Before you take those keys and get in that car, you better know your limit, man, and get those pass those keys off, because it's important. Because DWIs and DUIs is real, and it'll strip you of a lot of things, man. It'll strip you of your respect. It'll strip you of your power. It'll strip you of your privileges to drive. It'll strip you of just your relationships, actually, man. Especially if you got an old lady that got issues with you drinking and driving. I mean, you got household effects. So you definitely gotta know your limits when it comes to this drinking thing, man. The dark side is real. I mean, you get depression when it comes to drinking, you know. And also depression actually leads to drinking. So it's kind of like a flip side to it. Like, you can't win either way, man. You can't even win either way when it comes to that. So, like I said, you definitely got to know your limit. And you got to know what you're drinking. You just can't be drinking anything. Especially when you get to a certain age, man. You just don't want to be drinking anything. You know? You want to make sure you know what it is you're drinking. Don't just go out there, man, just drinking all that bull, you know. Drink you some good wine, drink you a nice cocktail, drink you some good tequila, some good bourbon, some good rum or something, you know. Don't go out there and drink no Mad Dog 2020, leave that alone. Don't go out there and drink no Thunderbirds or Cisco, all that back in the day stuff, even though I am going to have an episode on all those drinks that we used to drink from high school. So tune into that right there, because I will be having an episode and I will have a guest on for that, and we will be tasting all the old alcohols that we grew up with. OE, you know, Coke 45, St. Ives, baby, all that type of stuff, you know. But yeah, like I said, man, you got to know your limit. Because the dark side is real, and the dark side will lead you down to death. It'll lead you down to prison, jail, you know. It'll lead you down to having bad relationships with your best friends, man, just doing crazy shit, you know. So, man, stressing out, anxiety, you know. You don't want that cycle when it comes to that alcohol. So I say, man, like they say, man, drink responsibly. And that's real. Drink responsibly. Drink like you're an adult. Drink like you grown, man. You know, drink like you grown. Because really, you don't get one life to live, man. Live it up to the fullest, but you just don't want to be living it up recklessly. You don't want to live it up carelessly. So you definitely got to be responsible when you come to alcohol. But I love alcohol. Like I said, I love all aspects of alcohol, man. I love the way you can make cocktails look aesthetically beautiful. I love wine. I love the different nuances of wine. I love the different flavors and textures of bourbon. I love the saltiness of tequila. I love the sweetness and the spiciness of rum. I love it all, man. I love it all. I love the fact that you can take vodka and basically make kind of anything from vodka and make it taste like anything, because vodka is the spirit that you can use for cocktails all day, and because it really doesn't have a taste to it. It doesn't have a distinct flavor to vodka. So vodka is one of those spirits that you can make with cocktails. And, you know, people have their favorite vodkas, but really, it's a lot of vodkas. It's kind of all the same. It's nothing really big difference about vodkas, but I'm going to dive into that too. We're going to have an episode about that too. Different vodkas and who got famous to have vodkas or whatever. So we'll get into that too. But yeah, I mean, I love all aspects of the spirit and wine and beverage game, of course, man. But like I said before, you got to know your limit and responsibility. You got to be responsible when it comes to this alcohol thing. This thing ain't nothing you can just be drinking up. I've had a lot of friends and cousins and just family members that have DWIs and DUIs and kind of messed up themselves for a little bit, you know? I mean, they don't bounce back, of course, but man, it's crucial, especially in the pocket, you know? It's crazy, man, when you getting hit in the pocket and you got to go to classes. I've done those classes. I've actually taught those classes. I've conducted those classes, DWI classes. So I know about how much you got to pay and how many times you got to show up for the class. So I know all that, man. So, and in those classes, you do learn about alcohol and you do learn about what the things it does to you. And, you know, you learn about all those things, man. And, you know, you always got the option. You always got the option not to drink, you know. But I choose to drink responsibly. I choose to drink most of the time in my house, man. I mean, especially during COVID, you ain't drinking nowhere else. I hope you ain't out drinking. I mean, I hope people ain't out drinking in the street, you know, going to bars, man, and going to restaurants, drinking and stuff like that during COVID, man. If you're going to have you some drinks, have you some drinks at the house, you know? I'm doing cocktails on the podcast. I'm doing cocktails on YouTube. I'm doing cocktails on, you know, Instagram. So you could definitely follow us, follow me, and get some good recipes for some good cocktails. And I'm going to give you some good recommendations for wines if you drink wine. So, you know, if you're staying at home right now, it's real that you basically tune in and get the good recipes, man. And they easy, basic cocktails you can make, you know. You go to the store and get some of the things that I make, of course. You know, I don't try to make my cocktails all extensive with all these ingredients that people don't even know what they are and the names of it. And I'm not going to do that, man. I'm going to give you basic, plain cocktails, but great looking cocktails and great tasting cocktails. And I'm going to teach you what to get, how to build it, how to shake it, how to strain it. I'm going to teach you all of that. I'm going to get that dopamine running up in that system, you know? So I'm going to do all of that, man. But yeah, I mean, I kind of just, you know, wanted to just tell people about what alcohol does and how it kind of just like make people feel the way they feel, you know? Why make people feel the way they feel? I hope people got something out of this or whatever, but of course, you know, I can recap, you know, of course, you know, and like I said, man, you know, we have a neurotransmitter called GABA. basically in the brain. And alcohol basically worked like a common tranquilizing drug, like Valium or Xanax, something like that. And that's why people stumble and start to fall and stuff when they get overloaded on alcohol. But alcohol actually, you know, it kind of acts with other neurotransmitters also, and it kind of explodes, you know, some of those neurotransmitters in the brain, man, and it kind of touch on certain parts of the brain, like excitatory molecules, and those are the molecules that get you excited, basically, man. It's real complex, to tell you the truth, but real simple, that kind of trying to explain what it is, you know, and what alcohol really does. But you know, that GABA, man, like I said, it does a couple of things in the brain, and it actually messes with the prefrontal cortex. You know, that's the front of your brain, man. It kind of messes with that also, and it affects that. And that basically kind of affects the judgment. It makes you flawed. It makes your judgment flawed. It makes you act like it's whatever. You know, when you're drinking and you get to the point like, yo, it's whatever. It's whatever. You down for whatever. You ready to do whatever. You better not say shit to me because I will mess you up right now, whatever. That's what, you know, that GABA does when it gets to the prefrontal cortex, man. When it messes that, man, it kind of messes with the decisions that you make. You know, you got, it kind of give you the inability to have the clarity, you know. You're not really clear when it comes to that, man. But it's so crazy because alcohol make people feel like they clear, because you know, when you get drunk, everybody say, man, the truth come out. The truth come out. Oh man, the truth come out. Oh, you say what you want to say. Well, alcohol releases a little tension and make you feel at ease and make you feel a little comfortable. Well, that's because when you start drinking and you done got to a certain limit, alcohol basically make you only, it kind of minimize, your brain kind of minimizes your thinking, and it makes you think one way. So if you're in an argument, you're not gonna see any other perspective. You only see your perspective. You only clear with your thoughts, like what you're thinking of right then at the time, or you know what's been on your mind, but you're not going to hear anybody else out. And that's what that alcohol does. It kind of clouds your judgment. So that's why, you know, you got to be careful, like I said, and like I said earlier, you know, that starts arguments. Start a whole bunch of arguments, man. And then I touched on that GABA and that dopamine. Man, look, basically that GABA, it take the brakes off the dopamine, man. It let the dopamine run wild, you know, and when that dopamine run wild, you already know what it is. That's open season right there. That's open season. You know what I'm saying? That's open season. When that dopamine get right, that's that feel-good medicine. You already know, man. That's that feel-good medicine. So you getting alcohol, you getting a relaxation feeling. Especially you getting the amped up feeling on alcohol. You getting all these feelings, man, off of alcohol. You know, and the difference between alcohol and it, and really chemically, and what alcohol does to your brain is no difference. And these hardcore drugs, the only difference is alcohol is legal. And alcohol is looked at totally different because of the capital aspect of alcohol and how it's been the capital aspect of it from years and years ago. It's looked at as a social drink. Powerful people drink alcohol. They drink wine and champagne. And that's a status thing. People look at it as a status thing when you're drinking wine and champagne. So, it's this alcohol thing, man, is serious. It's serious, like I was saying, you know, like right now. I'm actually drinking some Crown Royal. For those who don't know, I do drink Crown Royal. I'm drinking it on ice, actually. I got a cube of ice, but I mixed I just poured just a little bit of lychee juice in there. I had some left over, so I poured some lychee juice that I had in this Crown Royal straight, just to sweeten it up a little bit. And it don't taste too bad. Actually tastes pretty good with the Crown Royal. I mean, I just wanted to put something in there just to taste to see how it tastes, but it tastes pretty good to me, to tell you the truth. I mean, I don't know what, I wouldn't go out and just go searching for a Crown Royal and lychee juice, but if you got some just sitting around, shit, I don't see why not. Try a little bit. But it ain't nothing to holler and rave about, but hey, I like it, you know, just to be sipping on this during this episode, you know, just to wet my throat a little bit. That's all it's about. But like I said, I just want to give you a little reason why people drink alcohol, man. And I wanted to talk about the dark side of alcohol and the good side of alcohol, the capital side of alcohol. A little bit of history about alcohol, you know. So there you go. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. This is my second episode. I hope things do get better. If you have any suggestions, please let me know. You can tune in every week. I am here. Conversations with a Bartender, Top Notch Bartender. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. I am on all your podcast platforms. You can check me out. This is Conversations with a Bartender, and I am out. Peace. Thank you.